This is the audio presentation covering the assignments in Greek lessons 20 and 21. The first two lessons addressing scientific and medical terminology based on classical roots. Please open your textbook to page 258, where you'll find the assignment for lesson 20. There, Mr. Ayers introduces, or more accurately, reintroduces, because you've already learned variations of them, three suffixes seen widely in medical terminology: itis, itis, oma, oma, and osis, osis. The first one, itis, itis, meaning an inflammation of or an inflammatory disease of, is a variant of the ite suffix you learned in Greek lesson 9, the one that means one connected with. In a medical context, that suffix has adopted the specialized sense of inflammation and occurs broadly: arthritis, bursitis, appendicitis. So broadly, in fact, that its general sense of trouble relating to has spread into popular speech, producing monstrosities like vacation-itis and television-itis, hilarity-itis. The second suffix, oma, o-m-a, which has a basic sense of cancer or tumor, is a variant of the ma, m-a suffix you know from lesson 11, where you learned it means the result of. Here's something you need to become used to about all the medical terms we're studying in these lessons. None of them, or at least very few, mean good news from the doctor. Most of them describe diseases, afflictions, plagues, aches, ailments, infirmities, parasites, rashes, pains, and every other imaginable type of physiological horror. Why? Because, well, that's why you go to the doctor. If everything's fine, why go? Only when bad things start happening to you do you seek a doctor's advice. And that means most medical terms are just, well, icky. Degeneration on adrenaline. I have to say that teaching this class has taught me just how much can go wrong with your body. It's terrifying. I've learned things can break down in parts of me where I didn't even know there were parts of me. Now I'm completely paranoid. So fair warning, this last section of the class will not make you a more optimistic person. The third suffix, osis, O-S-I-S, meaning the diseased condition of, is just one more reason to get depressed. It's what the suffix sis, S-I-S, meaning the act of, becomes when it checks into a hospital. And note, please, that when an osis word is turned into an adjective, it becomes otic or otic, O-T-I-C, like psychosis and psychotic, as in breakdown. The second section of the assignment for Lesson 20 reviews some bases seen widely in medical and scientific terminology. I expect you to know these only on a matching basis, so there's no point in my reading them to you, especially since I have nothing to add to what Mr. Ayers says. So please review carefully the bases on pages 259 through 261, beginning with arthra, meaning joint, or speech sound or articulation, and going through sclur, meaning hard. When you're done with that, proceed to the matching exercise on page 262. You'll see a matching exercise of exactly this sort on the final exam. If you want, you can also do section 3 of this assignment on the previous page, but I will not ask you to define technical terms in this class. Still, it's good practice, and you'll find the answers to this exercise in the homework answers part of the course website. So please stop this audio presentation now and take a moment to learn the bases on pages 259 through 261, and then do the matching exercise on page 262. This should take you a few minutes. When you're done, I'll give you the answers to the matching exercises. If you have any questions, you can always look a word up in the dictionary or email me. Go. Pause. Now. Okay. All done? Here are the answers to the matching exercise on page 262. 1. F, as in frightening. 2. E, as in electrocute. 3. A as in anxiety, 4 G as in ghastly, 5 H as in horrible, 6 B as in bronchitis, 7 I as in intensive care, 8 C as in cardiac arrest, 7 J as in just nasty, and 10 D as in done with that. In Greek lesson 21, Mr. Ayers repeats the same pattern he used in the previous lesson, so we'll do the same too. Suffixes first, then bases, then matching. The first suffix on page 262, ectomy, E-C-T-O-M-Y, meaning the surgical removal of, should look very familiar to you. It's a combination of the prefix ek, E-C, meaning out, and the base tom, T-O-M, meaning cut. It means the doctor's cutting something out. Be careful, here's yet another example in Greek of where a prefix gets trapped in the middle of a word. The next suffix, tommy, T-O-M-Y, meaning a surgical operation on or a surgical cutting of, is just ectomy without the ek. So, tommies happen when the doctor cuts into something but doesn't take it out. And it doesn't have to be a doctor necessarily. A lizard can do it to itself. Autotomy is when a lizard casts off, tom, its own, auto, body part, like its tail when it's trying to escape a predator. So you see a tailless lizard running down the road? Now you know why it's alive. You should also know that there's a medical suffix, tome, T-O-M, meaning a surgical instrument for cutting, as in a microtome, an instrument for making small cuts, or an osteotome, used for cutting into bone. Lovely. The final suffix in this lesson, rhea, R-R-H-E-A, meaning an abnormal discharge, is too disgusting to discuss. Just learn it. As before, please study the basis on pages 263 through 264, starting with aden, meaning gland, and going through ur, meaning urine. Then do the matching exercise on page 265. Pause this presentation now, and I'll give you the answers when you're done. Here are the answers to the matching exercise on page 265. 1. F as in fatigue. 2. J as in juvenile. 3. I as in idiocy. 4. G as in grotesque. 5. H as in havoc. 6. C as in conflagration. 7. A as in absolute zero. 8. E as in elegiac. Remember what that means? You need to. 9. D, the grade you'll get if you don't know elegiac. And 10. B as in better learn it. And that's I as in it for this audio presentation. Happy etymologizing!